This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived Thursday morning at the U.S. Congress, where he is set to meet with Republican lawmakers in the House and Senate who have voiced skepticism over further aid to his country. Zelensky's meetings will also include Democrats, though its increasingly outspoken wing of the Republican Party, especially in the House of Representatives, that is wary of spending more funds for the war effort against Russia.
These are hard-working taxpayer dollars. I want to make sure there's accountability where the resources are going. I want to see a plan of what we're looking for victory.
Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Kevin McCarthy. In Ukraine itself on Thursday, the largest Russian missile attack in several weeks came raining down on the Ukrainian power grid. Reuters' Rachel Judah says it appears to be the first salvo in a new power facilities attack by Russia.
In the capital city, Oksana describes the moment of the blast.
The explosion woke me up. At first, there was a red glare outside the window, and then there was no window. I was lying covered in broken glass. I heard people screaming and crying, and I rushed outside. Then I went and found the cat. Thank God he is alive.
The strikes also damaged energy facilities, and with winter approaching, officials say the attack appears to be the start of a new air campaign against the Ukrainian power grid.
That is Reuters' Rachel Judah, who says partial power cuts were reported in five Ukrainian regions. Rupert Murdoch announced Thursday he will step down as chairman of Fox Corporation and News Corp. He created one of the largest global media empires and will turn it all over to his son, Lachlan. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan and Armenian separatists from the disputed territory of Nagorno-Karabakh held their first direct peace talks Thursday after Baku claimed to have regained control over the breakaway region in a lightning military operation. The separatists agreed to lay down their arms on Wednesday as part of a Russian-brokered ceasefire that halted Azerbaijan's 24-hour offensive to retake land at the center of the decades-old conflict.
Notre détermination et notre alliance sont plus importantes.
Speaking flawless French, King Charles becomes the first English monarch to address both houses of the French Parliament.
Inspired and encouraged by my grandmother's and my late mother's example, France has been an essential part of the fabric of my own life for as long as I can remember.
He told the legislators his belief in the indispensable relationship between England and France is as firm as it has ever been. Congo's president has asked his government to fast-track the withdrawal of a United Nations peacekeeping mission. Reuters' Olivia Chan says he wants to ensure it begins at the end of the year.
Democratic Republic of Congo President Felix Tshisekedi has asked his government to fast-track the withdrawal of a United Nations peacekeeping mission. Speaking at the UN General Assembly on Wednesday, he said Congo wants to ensure the withdrawal begins at the end of the year.
This is why, as in my capacity as guarantor under the Constitution, guarantor of the territorial integrity, sovereignty and independence of my country, and to ensure the good conduct of our nation and the well-being of my compatriots, in this capacity, I have instructed the government of the Republic to begin discussions with the UN authorities to ensure an accelerated withdrawal of MONUSCO from the Democratic Republic of Congo.
That is Reuters' Olivia Chan reporting. Big shakeup at Airbnb.
Airbnb says it has removed almost 60,000 fake listings and prevented another 160,000 or so from being listed this year. Starting next year, the company will ask their hosts to take live photos of their property and use AI to compare those photos with what's on the listing. Airbnb CEO Brian Chesky says fraudulent listings create refunds and rebooking costs for them, but the biggest risk is to their reputation. I'm Tiffany Wong.
There's more news on our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.